As you might have seen and heard in the news, Hezbollah's chief Hassan Nasrallah was killed by Israeli airstrike on Friday 27th September. He was killed in Dahiye, which is a place in South Beirut. Now, how was he killed? Imagine being in a bunker, deep underground, thinking you're completely safe. Well, that's exactly what 64-year-old Hezbollah's leader, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, thought. But things didn't go as planned. Nasrallah had gone underground. He was hiding in a secret command bunker, buried two or three floors beneath the surface. This bunker was located in a busy, crowded neighborhood, and it was believed to be secure, impenetrable. He thought Israel will not be able to find him, let alone get to him. But Israel had other plans. On September 27th, Israel launched a precision strike on Nasrallah's location. And when we say precision, it was real-time intelligence. Israel dropped a staggering 80 tons of bomb on the bunker. The force of the bombs was so immense that the entire bunker collapsed. The very place Nasrallah believed would protect him became his final resting spot. His underground bunker was located beneath a residential building. The building was full of civilians, including women and children. Yet, they chose to hide right beneath innocent families. So this is where you have to understand that usually militant organizations and jihadis use civilians as human shield. They never engage in direct combat. They use civilians as shield and then create a fuss when those civilians are harmed. The reality is that they deliberately hide behind innocent people, hoping for civilian casualties so that they can portray themselves as victims. Alongside Nasrallah, his daughter and one of Hezbollah's top commanders, Ali Karki, were also killed. More than 20 Hezbollah leaders and IRGC members were killed. Reports suggest that these leaders had gathered to discuss a plan against Israel. The Israeli Air Force has used 8 fighter jets to drop bombs on the bunkers. These fighter jets took off from Israel's Ramat David airbase near south of Haifa. These bombs include the American-made BLU-109, which is an aerial bomb designed for penetrating hard targets like bunkers and other fortified structures. These bombs were equipped with a GPS-guided system, that is JDAM kit, Joint Direct Attack Munition. This makes it more accurate for striking specific targets. That means even the United States was aware of this strike. If you look at Joe Biden's statement, United States government has a dual approach. On one hand, US is supporting Israel's right to defend itself and also saying Nasrallah's death is a form of justice for his historical role in killing many Americans. At the same time, US government is also advocating for diplomatic resolutions and de-escalations. Now, this dual approach is very much part of diplomacy. It has to be said like this only. But then you people are wise, so understand that America knew everything from A to Z, that this person was going to die and this was going to happen. If you look at Iran, Iran's supreme leader has announced 5 days of mourning for Hassan Nasrallah's death, and he said he will take revenge from Israel. But currently, Iran's supreme leader has even changed his location out of fear. He has moved to a secure location inside Iran. And now he's talking about uniting Muslims around the world against Israel. Meanwhile, Hashim Safiuddin has been named the next chief of Hezbollah. He's also the cousin of Hassan Nasrallah. And then if you look at London, some Iranians are celebrating Nasrallah's death. Have a look at this clip. These are Iranians who are fed up with their clerical rulers. They are thanking Israel for eliminating Nasrallah. Iranians are good people, hospitable, and part of a great civilization. The problem lies with the leadership. They are lunatics like Khamenei, who is running and hiding like a rat. Now, Iran on Saturday, a day after the strike, went to the UN Security Council and started complaining about Israel. When Benjamin Netanyahu got his turn to speak, he showed 2 maps at the UN. One map showed Iran, Iraq and Yemen, which was labeled as cursed, while the other showed countries like Egypt, Sudan, Saudi Arabia and India, labeled as blessed. He made it very clear, if you strike Israel, we will strike you back. There is no point in playing the victim card later. The Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's vision is clear. We won't tolerate attacks without retaliating. You fired a bullet at us, we will drop bombs on you. That's the simple truth. And needless to say, several leaders and diplomats walked out during his speech. In the end, we have to understand that the Israeli intelligence is top-notch. Israel's military spokesperson, Lieutenant Colonel Nadav Shoshani, told reporters in a briefing that the military had real-time knowledge that Nasrallah and other leaders were gathering. Usually, intelligence agencies typically use a combination of methods to gather information. Among these 5 methods, human intelligence and signal intelligence is very important and reliable. If you remember the recent pager blast incident, I have made a video on it. If Israel can hack into the pagers and walkie-talkies and make them blow simultaneously in different locations, this is possible only through signal intelligence. And then comes human intelligence, meaning there has to be a real human asset or sleeper cells inside Iran and Lebanon who are native people but they work for the Israeli intelligence agency. These human intelligence give real-time information. I have an entire playlist on Israel. In that, I've explained how Israel's intelligence agencies gathers intel. What I'm trying to say is that within Iran, Lebanon, Hezbollah and Hamas, Israeli intelligence agency have placed their assets who provide them with information regularly. Both Iran and Lebanon, as well as these terrorist organizations, are also aware that there is a mole among them passing information to Israel. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.